Order, Mr. Harris, would you please lead us in a pledge? Okay, our student representative to the board is not here tonight, so we'll move right into our recognitions. If the board would like to step down front.
Here's Lenny Tate, the Executive Director for Educational Services, and she has two presentations to make. I'm so glad they gave me a microphone for this large crowd. I'd like to start with Kit Molinari and Ju Tao are being acknowledged tonight as Marysville Joint Unified School District A-plus employees for providing outstanding customer service to our educators, students, and community. Beginning a new academic year can be a stressful time for all of us working in education. And people like Ju and Kit make this process much easier. Educational services, all together too often, has last-minute, rush, high-priority, emergency needs, and these ladies are the ones who rescue us. Regardless of the task, these ladies always come through with a can-do attitude. If Ju and Kit are not in the process of personally moving mountains, they are supervising, delegating, and troubleshooting the process. Their undying tenacity is the primary reason our projects stay on track and continue to move forward. Please join me in applauding Ju Tao's and Kit Molinari's commitment to excellence in serving those who serve our students.
Okay, we'll move on to our presentation from Educational Services, Lenny Tate.
Good evening, everyone. I'm just going to go ahead and move through these slides. I've already been told that I have way too many slides for my 10 minutes, so I'll do my very best to get you through the slides and not too much extra conversation. The overview for tonight for Educational Services is basically some of our bigger projects that we start the year out with. Those are grant development, implementation, and evaluation, assessment and accountability, which includes our local education plan, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about that tonight because it's the night that we're going to review our local education plan with the board so that I can cross that off the sheet. That's one of our check marks for the state in regards to completing the local education agency plan. Also, instruction, professional development, and how we serve our English learners. The first piece, I'm not going to read that whole gigantic page to you. It basically covers the four main grants that we're working on this year. Our California Math and Science grant, where our director is Scott Pecunier, and we serve our third grade to algebra students with this grant. It's approximately exactly $1,350,000 to serve our students and our teachers. The CalSLOPE grant is our newest grant. This is brought to us with a collaboration with Sacramento State, where they're going to be bringing tutors to serve our 7th to 12th grade students at Yuba Gardens and Lyndhurst High School. Not only are we going to have tutors provided, but at the high school level, they're going to be providing assemblies and counseling for college and career readiness. Project CoSTARS is a grant. We're in the third year of this grant, the second year where we actually have Sac State peer teachers coming to work with our Ella Elementary students. They are considered, they're talked about as peer teachers as opposed to student teachers because they are to take on the responsibilities from day one that the actual teacher in the classroom takes on. The fourth grant is our school improvement grant that we're so proud of. It's a $5 million grant for Ella Elementary, and I do have a couple slides showing some of the growth that Ella Elementary has made with the funding that they've received from the state of California. This is assessment and accountability, and right now at this time of year, we spend a lot of our time doing this. We're currently waiting for the the accountability progress reporting to come in. It should be in and released to the public on October 11th. I was hoping to have it here to share with you tonight, but the state's a little bit behind. I heard some folks talking about technology earlier today, and they're behind because students were taking the assessment and started to share some of that assessment on their cell phones, and so the state is delayed in getting out our data because they've had to remove those scores from the system. In regards to serving our students, not only do we have the Academic Performance Index, we also have AYP, and that's what we're waiting for October. We are a district that is in program improvement, and we do have sites in program improvement. And because of that, we have to have our local education agency plan monitored, developed, submitted, implemented, and it needs to be reviewed annually by the school board. And that's what I'm going to share with you tonight on one of the handouts that I gave you in your packet. Title II and Title III. Title II is predominantly for professional development. We use a great deal of that to assist with our class size reduction. There is a lot of reporting that goes on with Title II, but it is the main source of funding that we use to provide the professional development that we provide in the district with Title I as well. Title III is funding that serves our English learners and all of those requirements that come along with serving the English learners. Going on down, we do have compliance monitoring and federal program monitoring. Everything that we're doing in regards to the assessment accountability is about student intervention, and so it comes down to that one student doing the very best that they possibly can and the resources that we can give them to ensure that they do that. And then finally, testing and the multiple tests that our students take throughout their K-12 experience with us. This is going into the local education agency plan, and this is one of the handouts that you have. The handout that has four columns on it, asking for strategies and actions that the district will undertake to show that we are making improvement for our students. You'll see that there's a scoring rubric there where it's rated from 0 to 4, from whether it's been implemented to whether we're doing a really good job at the implementation, that would be a 4. And the way those scores come about is based on academic program surveys that are done at each of our individual school sites. And then that information is taken up to a district assistant survey, and the numbers are pulled for the scores that you have there in regards to how we're accomplishing the strategies and actions and goals that we have for our students. This particular slide just shows, it's a longevity chart that shows where we started about 5 years ago and where we are now. We've had some ups and downs, but overall, if you notice that line going from the 2007 school year to last year's results, you'll see that it's going in the right direction. The top is math, the top is ELA, the bottom is math. The next slide is where our department works on the district benchmarks with all of our teachers and our educators and gives lots of information on that. Our goal is that our benchmark results are fairly similar to the CST results. And you can see by these charts that we do have a little work to do. Some of them are more in line and more equal. When you see the yellow bar and the green bar or the light blue bar, even, it means that we're getting similar scores. If you see a big discrepancy between that, it means that we have some work to do on our benchmarks to make them fit the CSTs a little bit better. And we work with our teachers and, again, our principals to make sure that that happens. This is one of my favorite slides because it shows the percentile gains that we've made compared to the state of California. The state of California's percentile growth is in red and the district's is in blue. So even though we haven't met all of the targets that are being requested of us, or we haven't met them at the rate that the state is asking us to do, we are showing incredible growth of our students overall. And so on the left-hand side are the district scores compared to the state percentage gain scores by grade level. Next slide. This is the same thing for math, and you can see we're doing a little bit better in math than ELA in regards to our competition for percentage gain with the state. This is the federal hockey stick, and I don't know if you've seen this over and over again or heard about it. It's called the federal hockey stick because It's basically what they're asking us to do on our AYP each year since 2002. Between 2002 and 2007, we were asked to have approximately 10 to 20% of our students advanced or proficient. But as of 2007, that rate went up 10% each year. So annually it's gone up each year. And that's why you see that red line with the straight line on the bottom and that diagonal line that shoots straight up. That's the rate at which they want us to be. So in 2014, they expect 100% of our students in all of the subgroups that you see listed there, 100% proficient on the test. So it's a lot. It's a huge request. It has made us make a lot of changes that are right for kids. Won't talk about the ones that maybe weren't as good for kids, but the ones that are right for kids, what you're seeing there are the years. So, for example, if you look at the very top, it's the percent proficient target that the state would like us to make, the federal government would like us to make. And so you can see where it started off with a short bar at the bottom all the way up to the really long bar at the top for 2014. And then you can see how each of the subgroups compared to that. Right now, you'll notice that our Filipino subgroup, which I, you know, at this point is a very small percentage of the students that we serve, but our Filipino subgroup is doing very well and has met the bar. Our other subgroups are not there any longer. If we were able to go back to 2008, we'd be proficient in every subgroup. So we're just 4 years behind. Give us four more years. This is the same chart for mathematics. This is our AYP growth rate. Based on our subgroups. The dark yellow band is our percent proficient target, so that's what where they want us to be. The dark blue band is where the district is. The other bands in the variety of colors are where our subgroups land. And it's our English learners, our students with disabilities, do fall below the district-wide band, and you can see where that kind of sets us in the middle there. We do have some subgroups that are above the district-wide band, and again, our Filipino students who are actually above the percent proficient target. Excuse me. That's for math. I've turned them around this time. The next one's going to be ELA. This is your school improvement grant money that's being used at Ella Elementary School. This is actually, it's very similar to the graph that I showed you a second ago, but it shows amazing growth. If you look at the second graders who that site has served, they've received 2 years of service with the grant. So second graders have been the group that has had the most experience with the resources that were brought by that grant. So our second grade students are doing amazing, and yellow is, I believe, fourth grade. I'm not reading it really well right there. But yeah, so you can take a look at our subgroups, our grade levels at Ella Elementary School. At the bottom is the table for the data, so you can see that they've had some incredible percentage growth. Math for SIG at Ella. This is instruction, pretty much curriculum instruction, professional development that we do for our teachers to ensure that our students do meet those standards and are able to excel to the very best that they possibly can be. Professional development, again, I'm going through these a little quick so that you guys can get out of here. These are different professional developments that we've offered in the last couple of years that we've put a lot of energy and attention to, and the funding resources that I mentioned earlier, Title I, Title II, and Title III dollars. This is a professional development we offered during the PD days. 39% of our teachers that attended professional development days wrote grade-level articulation proposals that had to be approved by their site principal and by me. They had to have standards. They had to have the activities that they were going to do. They had to have let us know how this was going to improve student achievement. 30% of our teachers attended technology, and then you can read the others that are up there. This is the evaluations that we got from our teachers. We're hoping for a lot of aqua because that's excellent. The chartreuse or the green is for good. The purple there that's up at the top is just folks that's either not applicable or they just didn't respond at that particular point. So this is for all of the workshops overall. This is for the technology workshops. That purple band is for materials and handouts. The reason why we believe that that is coming up purple is because most of the stuff was sent to the teachers through email in those technology and services. So they weren't actually given handouts. They used the technology to access those resources. These are our out-of-district presenters. So we had Ernie Mendez and Rick Morris come. Our teachers absolutely respond with great accolades for both of those presenters, not just here with the overall scores, but also in their comments. This is our Common Core workshops and our grade level articulation. So this is where the majority of our teachers chose to go, but they didn't just get to show up. They had to actually write those proposals, and they had to be approved, and we did have proposals that were not approved. Ella School themselves had several workshops using the school improvement goals that they had, and their responses are a little bit more varied, and we think it's probably because they know more what they want. They've been working together as a team. That's why that cute little picture of the little doggy on top of the big doggy to get to the water. Everything they do is teamwork over there, and they're very honest with themselves. They've been looking at data for a long time now and trying to use that data to improve the instruction that they're doing. So I believe they're a little bit more critical of the professional development that they receive. Autism workshops, this was Scott Adrian, one of our school psychologists, who did a dynamic job with our educators. These are not our special education teachers. These are our general education teachers receiving autism spectrum training. These are the English learners in our district and where they fall. We just had our first ELAC of the year, and it's interesting that to kind of look at the percentage of where our EL students are. Most of our EL students, or the biggest percentage of the site with the biggest percentage of EL students is Ella Elementary. 50% of their site is serving English learners. English learners meaning those students who are still needing to learn English to not have to take the CELT test anymore to be considered fluent English proficient. These are CELT results, and I know I'm taking a little bit more time than I should, but just to give, this graph's a little bit difficult to read at first. If you read from the left to the right, it's where the student was in 2010 and where they ended up in 2011. If you look at the section that's in red, that first section where it says 21 students started at the early intermediate level, but then when they took the test the next year, they went back to the beginning level. The red underneath that, where you see the 3 and the 43, they started at the intermediate level and either went back to beginning or they went back to early intermediate. The yellow band represents students that did not have any growth at all. They started in beginning, they stayed in beginning the second year. The green band, we have 1 year's worth of growth, and we're really excited about that growth, but we really need to have more than 1 year for these students. We need to accelerate them beyond just 1 year's worth of education in that 1 year time that we're given. And then finally, those last squares that are, they should be pink. They don't quite look pink up there. Or actually, they should be orange. They don't look orange up there. Those are students who did make 2 years worth of growth. That's pretty incredible. And this slide actually gives way to this side, which is our reclassification results. In 2008, 2009, we rewrote our EL master plan. We had to write a Title III action plan, and we set a lot of goals for ourselves. And everything that we did with that Title III funding was tied to those goals. We looked at pre-data, and then we looked at post-data. And what happened that year is that we were able to reclassify over 300 students. We would think that in the next couple of years that would drop drastically because we just reclassified 320 students. But actually, you'll notice that in the next couple of years, we continued to reclassify students at a much higher rate than we had been doing before. This, other than just to show you the cutest golden doodle puppy in the entire world, is to remind us that a lot of times we get to that end of that project and it's so beautiful and gorgeous, we forget all of the work and all of the energies that were put in to make that project what it is, not just in regards to educational service, but throughout the district. The amount of work that our teachers have put into the benchmarks, the amount of time our administrators have worked with our teachers to try to come to common goals or to accelerate common goals, basically. But other than that, it is to show off my cute little golden doodle puppy. This is just a list of some of the major projects that we're working on right now in educational services with some phone numbers in case you want to call. And then I started off the presentation with the one little boy with the one little starfish, but we know that it's more than just that one student that we want to provide individualized education for. We want to do it for all of them. And that's the end of my presentation, unless you have any questions or you want to just talk, chat for a while.
Any questions or comments?
This is a very enlightening presentation. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Are you getting a good response from M3?
Yes, absolutely. And we're having an amazing, we haven't quite got our, when he says M3, he's talking about our California Math and Science Grant for our math projects that we're doing that Mr. Pecunier is overseeing. And the first year we did not have the results we wanted. We were pretty bland and kind of stayed where we were, but this year's scores are much, much better. We haven't got our final report yet back from our evaluator. We're expecting that in the next month or so, but we're expecting some large gains this year. Overall, from the teachers, they love the grade level articulation. I'm saying that based on surveys that we've done with them. It's a pretty extensive process, the California Math and Science Grants. You have to do quite a lot of reporting. And so, yeah, overall, the data we're getting back is that the program has been a wonderful experience for the teachers. Where we've fallen in it is that we did start with 45 teachers, and we are down at this time to 30 teachers. That's our bottom. If we don't have 30 teachers, we lose the grant funding. So even though this is our last year and we're sad to say goodbye to this particular source of funding, we're glad that we made it to 30 and got the funding in that third year. And we're now looking at ways to work with Chico State to continue to provide those services to teachers, because the teachers that were involved in the program have had such a good time. And it's served our students. That's probably the most important part. We do control tests on students and on the teachers for the teacher's instructional knowledge. And then we also do a control group test compared to the students that are receiving instruction from teachers that have been to the training. And our student, like I said, this year our scores are much higher than the control group.
Any other questions or comments? No? Lenny, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
We'll move on to comments from board members. Mr. Crawford?
No.
Ms. Markle?
I don't have anything.
Mr. Harris?
No.
Mr. Fleury? Mr. Miller? An opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers? Nothing, Mr. White? Okay. Operating Engineers Local Union Number 3. California School Employees Association 326-648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Unit. Public comments or no public comment cards. Superintendent's report. Dr. Todd.
I just have one item. We have a request from Marysville Charter Academy for the Arts for the board members. It's a new requirement that they have signatures from all of the board with their application for charter school facility grant program. It allows them to have funding that they use for using the Alan Scott building, and so it's the new requirement is that board members all get to sign the letter saying that they actually MCAA actually goes out to the feeder schools Kynoch and Cordova and try to recruit students, and that's part of the requirements of the grant to get the funding, and they do that. So it's just a new regulation, and I have the note from Tim, and if you would all be so kind as to sign it, then he can get it sent off and hopefully get the funding. And so that's all I have this evening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Move on to approval of minutes from the regular board meeting of September 11th, 2012. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion by Ms. Markle, seconded by Mr. Crawford. All those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. Move on to minutes from the special board meeting of September 17th, 2012. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Miller. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Crawford. All those in favor?
Aye.
5 yes. Abstentions? 1. Mr. Harris abstains. Consent agenda. Would anybody like anything pulled on the consent? If not, is there a motion on the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. Okay, new business, proposed charter for Paragon Collegiate Academy. That's been pulled. Okay, move on to educational services, resolution 2012-1309, availability of textbooks and instructional materials. Dr. Todd?
This is our annual public hearing that we come to the board to share with the public that we have availability of textbooks for all of our students in the core subjects for the 12-13 school year.
Okay, thank you. So the public hearing is open now. Is there anybody here for that public hearing? Any questions, comments from the board? I need a motion to close the hearing.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion by Ms. Markle. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Harris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Now we need a motion to approve the resolution. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Go ahead.
Motion to approve.
Motion. Second. Motion by Mr. Harris, seconded by Mr. Crawford. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Move on to business services number one, resolution 2012-13-13, disposal of surplus and worn district property for the 2012-13 school year. Mr. Allgaier.
Thank you. Good evening. This is our standard annual resolution to the board, asking for authority to do just what you said, dispose of surplus and worn out district property in accordance with various sections of the education code. So I would ask for approval so that we can dispose of certain things throughout the year.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Allgaier. Any questions? Questions, comments? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Crawford. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Business services number two, resolution 2012-13-14, procurement through use of various state contracts. Mr. Allgaier.
Thank you. This is essentially a piggyback with the State of California Department of General Services, and I would ask for approval so we can use their various contracts to purchase items throughout the year.
Any questions? No questions. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Markle. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. That's the last item on the agenda. Meeting's adjourned.